This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Who Do You Think You Are? You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. We're talking about identity and what happens when our sense of self is challenged. Alan Yu introduces us to somebody who has two distinct identities that seem to complement each other in surprising ways.
Federica Bianco has her long black hair tied back into braids. She's lean and quick on her feet, dodging punches and hitting back at her opponent.
There's something about the competition in the ring and being in the ring that is very sort of meditative. I'm not sure that calm is the right word, but it's a place of very much focus. And it's very liberating because it narrows down the things that you're thinking of. You kind of have to be just thinking about the person that is trying to punch you and how not to get punched and how to punch them instead.
Being a professional boxer takes a lot of training.
Let's keep rope for about 3 rounds just to warm up. And then I will shadow box for maybe 4 rounds. And then I'll hit the bag. Probably I'll do 6 rounds at the regular heavy bags. And then I'll just do some calisthenics like abs or things like that that are very non-exciting, but you kind of just have to do every once in a while.
This hour-long workout is the bare minimum for her daily routine. If she has a fight coming up, she spends even more time training and sparring. She just came back from the TED conference in Vancouver because she has another full-time job. She's an astrophysicist.
Boxers are always surprised, which is intriguing because there are boxers all over the spectrum. Photographers, performance artists, writers, so I'm not sure why astrophysicists would stick out, but it does.
And then other people are surprised she's willing to take a punch.
And a lot of people that generally when I talk to them say, like, aren't you worried that you are gonna hurt your brain boxing? You know, obviously, I really don't want to downplay the seriousness of brain injuries in impact sports. But also, I don't think that's a problem that only scientists have. If you have a brain injury and you reduce your mental capacity, that is a problem that you have as a scientist or as any other person that has any other job, I think.
In fact, she does see some similarities between boxing and astrophysics.
I think there is something to being in a male-dominated sport or in a male-dominated activity that must speak to me because I do both physics and boxing, and they're both obviously very male-dominated fields. I don't like being told that I cannot do things, and I kind of want to react to that by showing that I can. I was told once by a doctor that he had troubles imagining somebody that looked like me doing something as difficult as astrophysics.
He told her this while he was stitching her hand that she had cut while cooking.
On one hand, I didn't really want him to poke my hand through. On the other hand, I thought that was a really enraging comment.
And then there are people in the boxing world who think women shouldn't be boxers. Federica says female boxers are paid nowhere near as well as their male counterparts. There are managers who just don't work with women. Women's boxing didn't become an Olympic sport until 2012. And in an oddly specific way, there are also scientists who think she shouldn't be fighting at all.
Meaning that if they think about boxing as a very violent sport, they may not see that as on the same ethical level as something as noble as science.
But most of her colleagues are supportive.
They generally appreciate the breaking the stereotypes type of thing that, you know, to show that scientists are not just lab rats, but also have lives and interests and all possible passions, including combat sports. It's ridiculous to think that they would think about science 100% of the time. Would make for a very bad scientist, I think.
She says boxing actually makes her a better scientist.
They're both problem-solving activities. When you're boxing, you're really faced with a puzzle, and the skill is not to get overwhelmed and to see what the other person does wrong so that you can take advantage of that. That is a puzzle, and so is science, right? You're faced with a problem, and you have to figure out what is the right strategy to address it. I think that doing multiple things improves your ability to think about a problem from multiple angles. And so it improves your creativity, ultimately. one thing that boxing really improved for me is my self-confidence, my ability to withstand stress and to think about problems calmly and lucidly, because that's really all that boxing is about. So as a woman in science, it increased my confidence, it increased my self-esteem, and that is just priceless.
You're not allowed to use any of the sounds where I am not skipping rope correctly.
Oh, sure.